You're listening to AW360, a podcast from Advertising Week. Recorded in studio and live at Advertising Week's global events, AW360 features thought leadership conversations with the best and the brightest in the advertising, marketing, and technologies industries each and every week. If you enjoy AW360, we'd appreciate it if you took the time to subscribe on your podcast platform of choice and maybe even leave a positive review. Thanks for listening.
Robin, welcome to the AW360 podcast. I'm so pleased to have you on today.
Hi, Richard. Thanks for having me. I'm happy to be here.
Absolutely. My pleasure. So just to kick things off, you're Chief Experience Officer at Sparks. Tell us a little bit about Sparks and what you do there.
Yes. So Sparks is a global experiential marketing agency. Our brand statement is pretty simple. Meaningful experiences build brands. Sparks builds meaningful experiences. That's what we do. And we're really experiential everything. So anywhere where a brand comes in contact with real life and also the digital space, whether it's a trade show, whether it's a proprietary event, a product launch, a pop-up store, that's where you will find Sparks building their experiences. As Chief Experience Officer, my purview is over the strategy team, the sponsorship team, and also the event production and execution teams here at Sparks. It's about, 275 people. And that team is really responsible for not only kind of crafting the strategies behind the campaigns and activations, but also executing those.
Excellent. I mean, experiential is one of those things that I think is one of my favorite segments of the industry, just because the sky's the limit, really. I mean, whatever you can dream up, it feels like you could do. What keeps you coming back to work each and every day beyond, obviously the responsibility of 275 people relying on you, but how exciting is it still to be in experiential?
It is really exciting because just like you said, it's forever evolving and it's constantly changing. And I think as more different silos and mediums of marketing and advertising continue to blend and to meld together and to create these end-to-end campaigns with all these stops along the way, experiential helps boost them, build them, bring them out in the world. And so the briefs that we see can vary greatly. I think the other thing, being on the agency side and being in this space, we also work with a lot of different types of verticals in industries. And so the work varies based on the clients and, their goals and objectives. And so teams, oftentimes, you can be working in tech, you can be working in, consumer, you can be working in healthcare, life sciences. So you get this variety of work that's really rewarding and really stretches people depending on, what those goals and objectives of the brands are.
Amazing. Well, we are days away from the annual event that celebrates all of our industry's creativity. The Cannes Lions is, arguably the biggest award one can get. And that's, a week and a half from when we're recording this. What changes do you expect to see at Cannes this year from last year? I mean, a lot of things have transpired in the industry, not the least of which is, we've still been stressing about things like the cookie. There's been the rise of AI. All of this stuff has taken place over the past year, maybe two, but we are in I don't want to call it an unknown space, but certainly a place where creativity feels like it's being more challenged and yet more rewarded than ever before. What do you see as the big difference between this year from last year?
Well, there are a number of things that are being introduced this year that I'm really excited about. It's great to see the introduction of the Lions Creators category, given just the amount of impact that the creator community is having on creativity, traditional advertising. it's really amazing that this space and this track is being, you know, built for them this year, which in partnership with Viral Nation, I think is going to be really great. So keeping an eye on that and what that's going to look like. The other thing that I'm very excited about, and this was, you know, partially coming out of some of the award-winning campaigns last year, but the introduction of the humor category, it's really interesting, and I think it's going to be a bit provocative to see how people come into this space with this angle. I think we're coming out of, you know, finding that balance of purpose-driven campaigns, but also, you know, the authenticity people are looking for, but also the joy that some of these campaigns can bring to people. And that's really what makes me excited about the humor category, because I think, you know, it's been a challenging few years in the industry for humanity. And I do think that bringing people joy and making people laugh creates this essence of goodness that should be celebrated. So that's certainly another thing that we're looking out for and how that category is going to perform. And the other thing that we're really excited about is the kind of return and emphasis of sports. And so, you know, Stagwell is bringing back Sport Beach in its second year. You know, we're going into the Paris Olympics are right around the corner. You know, Axios is partnering and bringing the Women's Sport House to life for the first year, which celebrates women in sport. It's such a big part of our culture, global moments, these really world stage events, that it should be part of the conversation and continue to be part of the conversation. And I think we're going to see a lot of that this year between those two activations and entities.
Amazing. You know, it feels like humor probably should have been a category all along, as you know, as well as creators. But yeah, I absolutely agree with all three of those. When it comes to the key themes that you expect that will arise from this year's event, what should be at the top of the agenda, especially for people who are going to be there on the ground, on site? What should they be looking out for in your mind?
Well, I definitely, the continuation of the conversation around AI and technology and creativity is going to be at the forefront. I mean, there was a point last year where people were starting to call it the AI festival, which everybody was, you know, getting a little bit of a kick out of, but also I think like little wondering where it was going to go. You know, one of the things that we've seen is that, you know, for the award submissions this year, in all of the submissions and the questionnaires, they're actually requiring the disclosure of AI usage for entries for fair judgment, which I think is absolutely necessary and important as we continue to embark in this world of AI and technology and creativity. So I think that is, you know, something that we'll see, and we'll see how those campaign winners are reacted to when that information is, you know, disclosed and we're able to kind of see the difference between that. So, you know, the role of AI and technology is going to be a continued, you know, conversation. One of the things that we're really excited about, and one of the reasons that Sparks is showing up and showing out at Cannes this year, is the, you know, the need for human connection and authenticity. So this concept of how does the personalization in AI create the need for authenticity, empathy, and generosity in marketing and advertising. It's, you know, it is something that resonates with people. It really creates this feeling of connection amongst people. And, you know, we are going back to Cannes this year for our second year as Sparks, you know, our own brand, and partnering with Upworthy for a spin on our CMO dinner series, which we're really excited about, and bringing together a number of people for what we're calling the happiest hour, where we are going to be taking the stage with a panel of brand side marketers from Google, Invisalign, Elf Beauty, CeraVe, MasterCard, and really talking about how this cornerstone of generosity becomes a tactic for the brand and for how important it is for them to be connecting with consumers and how consumers will then build their brand relationships with those authentic and, you know, generous brand messages. So that is something that, you know, we're extremely excited about. We're returning to Inkwell Beach, partnering with CCDC, which is, you know, a continued commitment to bringing diversity and inclusion to Cannes, which is extremely important and also a part of the continued conversation. So that's, you know, one of the things that we're doing for, you know, what Sparks is actually doing at Cannes that we are excited to bring to everyone.
My next two questions are a little bit similar, but a little bit different. What type of work do you think will perform well this year? So in other words, what types of, you know, creative do you think will garner the most attention and get those awards, or, you know, at least be in contention for them?
Well, I think they're all the ones that fall into the categories we just talked about, because I was so excited to see the shortlists that were published this week. So far, if you all want to check that out, Experience Innovation, Good, and Titanium shortlists have been released. And we're seeing some of those themes carry through. So, for example, one of my favorites in the innovation category is Guided Frame by Google, which is a beautiful ad that showcased at the Super Bowl, their third year in a row, really featuring how the technology that they bring to market helps accessibility and helps people improve their lives. Guided Frame is a campaign that was in partnership with a blind filmmaker, Adam Morse, to create the ad. And it really features how Guided Frame helps blind and low vision people take photos by providing audio descriptions of the wayfinder using AI. And so, you know, going back to the concept of humanizing the technology, that, you know, that is a great example of a campaign that I think will do really well, given the intersection of all of those, you know, points and, you know, important themes.
Excellent. Well, let's get a little bit more specific on predictions. Are there any winners or work that we should be looking out for?
So a couple more based on the shortlist that I've been keeping a close eye on this week. So a couple that we're already seeing in multiple categories and also that did very, very well at the Clio's, France Telecom's Orange. I don't know if you've seen that campaign.
Yeah.
How good is that? So for anybody who has not seen that, I would encourage you to take a look. But it is a spot where the heads of... It's a woman football game, and the heads of male stars are put onto the bodies of the French women's team, demonstrating that women's skills are equal to men. It is very, very, I think it was very risky of them. I give them a lot of credit for you know, trying something, but it has landed and resonated well, and they've won a ton of awards for it already. And they're also nominated in both the Good and the Titanium category as shortlisted. So we'll see how that campaign fares. I think the other one we're seeing actually that's in both of those categories as well is the Dove Code. So that campaign is... it's the 20th anniversary of Dove's groundbreaking campaign for real beauty. And the storyline and the real, you know, essence of that campaign is about the brand, you know, really helping challenge how AI is impacting the way body image and, you know, that, you know, self-worth and that, you know, piece of how people think and how it's impacting how people see themselves. The Dove Code is about, you know, breaking down those barriers and showing true real beauty without that technology overlay. And I think that that's, you know, again, going back to what's authentic, what's real, what's not, you know, how do we see the world through these lenses? I think that that's, you know, also something that's going to be really important as we continue on this, you know, technology path. And it's fast, it's trailblazing, really. So, you know, those are some examples of some things that we've been talking about and have our eye on for sure.
And for you personally, and let's pick humor as a category. Is there any spots that you think are award worthy in your mind, regardless of whether or not they made a shortlist or not, just in this new humor category that you think were above and beyond humorous?
I mean, the Michael Cera Super Bowl therapy ad, I'm going to have to put that in my winner category. I mean, it was three parts. It was so well done. It was such, again, something from that brand that you wouldn't expect, but I found it to be hilarious. And I think that most people did, but it still, you know, brought that foundation of the message of the product and that it's created by true dermatologists. And it's, you know, that's the foundation of their messaging. But that whole spoof with him was just brilliant.
I like getting my Michael Cera whenever I can, for sure. Yeah. I mean, you know, I missed him. I missed him quite a bit.
He does not age.
No. And that's, I'm kind of bitter about that, but that's a whole other topic of conversation we can have about the people of Hollywood who don't. Robin, this has been fantastic. If people want to find out more about you, about Sparks, and about your participation in Cannes this year, where should they go?
So wearesparks.com is the best place to go to learn more about who we are in the experiential space. You can find me on LinkedIn at Robin Licklider. And then if you'd love to find out more about our happiest hour in Cannes, we would love to have you join us with Upworthy. And you can find more information about that and then also request an invitation at the URL thecmodinnerseries.com.
Excellent. Well, thanks so much for taking the time to be on the show today. This was great.
Great. Thanks, Richard. Nice to meet you.
Thanks for listening to AW360. For more podcasts like this one, be sure to check out Advertising Week's ever-growing roster of podcasts for the advertising, marketing, and technology industries, including our flagship podcast, Great Minds. You can find those at www.advertisingweek.com/podcasts.